If it had been in my leg or arm, it could just be cut off. But you can't exactly cut your head off. It's a little bit self-defeating. And just when I was trying to sell my business. I spent the next 2 weeks in and out of hospital having scans and tests and a great big needle stuck into my head, just behind my ear, with no anaesthetic. After a painfully long and nerve-wracking week, during which I tried very hard to focus on the consultancy business and not to think about the lump, I went back for the results. As I walked in, I saw the consultant's face looking up at me sympathetically. Before he could even open his mouth, I knew it was cancer. He said it could be one of two types. One was treatable, the other was not good. When he said not good, I didn't realize that, in consultant speak, this means you'll be dead in a matter of weeks. Unfortunately, the biopsy did not identify which one it was, so he recommended they operate on me immediately. On top of selling the management consultancy business, I was also moving house that weekend. I decided I should move house anyway. Otherwise, I might never live in my new home at all. So the operation was planned for the next Tuesday. I came out of the consultant's office feeling very, very sick. The move was a blessing in disguise, as it kept me busy all weekend, hefting boxes with the removal men and making beds and getting the...